I'm Jeff, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. I've said over and over on this show that when you have a religion that is patriarchal and authoritarian, they're probably going to be very misogynistic and very cruel. There's a lot of cruelty in a lot of religions. They're very, very cruel. Because they have God, their faith, that's what matters. Everything else, well, those people either deserve it or they find some excuse for their total lack of compassion for others, which they often don't have. Now, Christianity is kind of, at its very nature, a very compassionate religion if you actually listen to what Jesus said. But the Bible is you take it as a whole, including the Old Testament, it's a very, very cruel work. In fact, cruelty seems the main things that happens in the Old Testament. And that cruelty manifests itself in all of these authoritarian variations of Christianity, even Jehovah's Witnesses. This story is particularly horrifying. We're hearing it because it's going right now to the Utah Supreme Court. So there's the story. A 15-year-old was raped by a 19-year-old. He raped her repeatedly. And in one instance, he recorded the rape. And for reasons that have not been explained, he provided a copy of the recording to the congregation's leadership. Now, the age of consent in Utah is 18, so this was a problem. And it was rape. So it wasn't a Romeo and Juliet situation. Now, what they should have done at the church is take this to law enforcement. But they didn't do that, but you knew that. So, because they consider premarital sex a sin, they got a tribunal of church elders together to attempt to convince her to confess. Her, the victim. They wanted her to admit that she had engaged in consensual sex outside the bonds of matrimony. And then they replayed the recording of her being raped to her over and over, forcing to her own, while trying to convince her that, in fact, the one who was. And boy, that kind of cruelty is just so hard to believe. But that's where you're at in this type of religious setting. Now, she sued, and she sued the local Kingdom Hall, and she sued the four elders who participated. And boy, the courts there really didn't want to have anything to do with this. The Second Judicial District Court ruled that holding the church liable for traumatizing a young teenager would violate the leader's First Amendment rights. So basically, they're saying, well, if it's religion, then yeah, sure, they can brutalize a victim of rape. Sure. They should have had to go to the police. They shouldn't have tormented her. What was awful. And she deserves some justice. The Supreme Court has not ruled on the case. And it's Utah, so I don't know how good her odds are. We see cases of ab cruelty over and over again. There's a young man named Alex Wobalt. He was a child living in Guatemala in an orphanage called Casa Aya. And yeah, it took place in Guatemala, but it was run by a Louisiana-based Christian group called Build Your House on the Rock. So yeah, this is American abuse. And for him, it was 12 years of abuse. He says he was thrown to the ground and severely beaten with a tree branch. They tortured him, basically. And of course, they sexually abused him. He and other children were forced to stand naked in front of Mike Clark, who's the leader, and others. And he says that Clark sexually abused them. He was too stupid and ugly to be adopted. This is another where, gee, he lives in Nova Scotia. So he doesn't live here in the United States. He's suing a Christian institution. He's got a really tough road to hoe to get justice. And there's a lot more of the horrifying, awful things these so-called Christians did to children. It should be so much easier to hold these people to account. We're watching The Christmas House. It's a Hallmark Christmas movie. But it's about a gay couple. And that's not the kind of movie I normally watch on Hallmark with Christmas movies, because they're already a couple. I like the movies where they fall in love, not when they're already a couple. other than that, yeah, we need more gay couple in the Hallmark movies. There's been somewhere. It seemed like the guy had more chemistry with one of the male co-stars than the women. So yeah, I'm for all that. There is someone who isn't good with it. She's 1 million moms packed into one. She has an organization called 1 million moms, but is basically just a sad woman all by herself. She is a one-woman campaign. Well, she's all pissed off because, you know, having gay people exist, well, that's not family-friendly, despite that being the reality and for so many, many, many families. And loving at that. And big news, and moms has been boycotting Hallmark for all year now. So, you know, one less viewer that they wouldn't have had anyway. Maybe you'll join me in participating in anti-boycott and watching this and supporting realistic depictions of gay people in the real world. So two hate leaders were talking to each other, Tony Perkins and Franklin Graham, and Franklin Graham said that a Joe Biden presidency would be a disaster because he would promote a gay-lesbian agenda. If by gay-lesbian agenda means giving people equal rights, then I think you're right. And if by disaster you mean it's not going to help promote your awful hatefulness? A lot of churches in this country have been very pro-COVID, helping spread it, working as an ally. Very, very hard for me to understand why they would do anything this crazy and craven, but a lot of their followers, their worshipers, are dying. And now a number of them are dying, as we reported last week, or getting sick themselves with COVID. That's certainly the case with E.W. Jackson. He's a who is very, 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 very anti-gay. He has warned about the homovirus, as he calls it. He says we should burn a rainbow flag. He says that Satan personally made Pete Buttigieg. I don't know if I'm ever going to get his name right. He said that Satan made Pete Buttigieg gay. He says that gays are Satan's servants, and the U.S. has never been racist. By the way, he's black, because slavery was invented by Muslims. He says that Christians must be willing to die to stop gay marriage. He says Christianity is the world's only real religion, and that's not true. He says that, obviously, he's anti-gay discrimination. Just last September, he claimed that California was going to legalize pedophilia. And just a quick explanation, we did pass a bill aimed at ending discrimination against LGBTQ youth regarding the state's sex offender registry. It has nothing to do with legalizing pedophilia. And he's, of course, completely, and I'm talking about E.W. Jackson, completely ignorant about science. Well, he said that women who sin give birth to deformed babies. Not how it works. And his beliefs about COVID, that's not how it works either. In March, he said that President Trump would be protected from the COVID virus. That didn't prove to be true. And he also said, I will not get the coronavirus. Who do you think you are? How can you say that? Because I asked God to protect me from it. I confessed Psalm 91 over my life and over the life of my congregation and over the life of our families, and we're not getting it. Well, now he got it. And if he has that kind of power, why didn't he just pray over the entire country and keep all of us from getting it? What a dick. Okay, maybe he's not, because he really didn't have that power, but he thought he did, and he didn't try to protect everybody? Ugh. Another super pastor is now tested positive for COVID. His name is John Feige. He spent 15 days in the hospital with double pneumonia, and unlike his poorer congregation, at least he can afford the health care. He has, as most people do, is a pretty miserable time, but he's unable to learn anything from the experience, just like the president. His congregation's still getting packed in tight without masks, and he tells them to just trust Jesus. He says, I'm sitting in this chair today as a testimony to the healing power of Jesus Christ. Okay, hey, but before you were saying you had the power to keep people from getting it, and they trust Jesus and he's going to give it to you anyway, not really understanding what the hell you're saying, but I think if there is a hell, there's a special spot just for you, for all the people that you have hurt, by denying the dangerousness of this disease even after you got it.